U ovom pogledu vidjet ćemo kako Krišna otkriva sebe kao središnju božansku ličnost i način na koji pokazuje sebe svetu i također ćemo saznati šta to zapravo znači.
So the text which I have taken out of the 11th chapter is the 32nd verse, and I would request you to just follow along. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Smisao što Prabhupada. Mater Arjuna znao da je Krišna njegov prijatelj i središnji božanska ličnost, bio je zbunjen različitim oblicima koje je Krišna pokazao. Zato je upitao za misiju te razorne sile. U Vedama je zapisano da vrhovna istina uništava sve, čak i Brahmane. Kao što je rečeno u Kata Upanišadi 1.2.25, Yasya Brahma Chakshatram Cha Ube Bhavata Odena Mrityur Yasya Pasechanam Ka Itha Veda Yatra Saha. Svevišnji na kraju guta sve brahmane, kšatrije i svakog drugog kao jelo. Taj oblik svevišnjeg gospodina je
You will also be devoured like a meal by the Supreme.
I vi ćete, vas će također pojesti kao obrok svevišnji.
Because he is kala or time.
Jer on je ka ili vreme.
Yes? This form,
taj oblik svevišnjeg gospodina je sve proždirujući div i Krišna se ovdje predstavlja u tom obliku sve proždirujućeg vremena. Osim nekoliko pandava, progutat će sve prisutne na tom bojnom polju. Arjuna nije bio za borbu i mislio da je bolje da se ne bori. Onda ne bi bilo frustracije. U odgovoru gospodin kaže da će čak i ako se ne bori, svako od njih biti uništen jer je to njegov plan. Ako bi Arjuna odustao od borbe, oni bi umrli na drugi način. Smrt se nije mogla izbjeći, čak i da se ne bori. U stvari, oni su već bili mrtvi. Vreme je uništenje i sve manifestacije će biti uništene po želji svevišnjeg gospodina. To je zakon prirode.
In the tenth, now I should say before I start, this is a lecture which comes in the series of lectures which I started when I arrived here in Beograd. The seminar is called The Middle Six Chapters of the Bhagavad Gita.
Prego što počnem, htio bih da kažem da je ovo
lekcija koja dolazi u nizu lekcija od seminara koji se naziva Srednjih šest poglavlja Bhagavad Gita.
Now, what we will attempt to do this evening is to give all of you an overview of the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita so that it will be easy for you to understand what is its contents.
Ono što ćemo mi pokušati večeras da uradimo je da damo jedan pregled 11. poglavlja Bhagavad Gita tako da biste saznali koji je njegov sadržaj.
At the end of the 10th chapter, Krishna had said to Arjuna that he pervades this whole universe and supports it.
Na kraju 10. poglavlja Krishna je rekao Arjuni da on prožima čitav univerzum i da ga održava.
The example which Krishna gave is the string on which the whole the pearls are resting.
I primjer koji Krishna daje je ova ogrlica na kojoj se su nanizani biseri.
Just like that string supports the pearls, Krishna is supporting and maintaining this whole universe. This is the example.
I primjer je dat da kao što ta ogrlica održava na sebi sve te bisere, tako Krishna održava čitav univerzum.
Now, Arjuna listened to this very attentively, and now in the 11th chapter, he wants to see this form.
Arjuna je slušao veoma pažljivo i onda u 11. poglavlju on je poželao da vidi taj oblik.
Krishna had said it is unmanifest to the eyes.
Krishna je rekao da taj oblik nije manifestovan pred očima.
You can't see it like the wood of this temple room, for instance.
Vi ne možete vidjeti kao drvo ovog temple rooma, na primjer.
But nevertheless, he made it clear, yes, it is there.
Ali ipak on je jasno rekao da on se nalazi tu prisutan.
Arjuna believes Krishna.
Arjuna vjeruje Krishni.
But now he wants to have a demonstration.
Ali sada želi da ima demonstraciju.
Not so much for himself.
Ne toliko sebe radi.
He believed.
On je vjerovao.
But for the people of the future.
Ali za ljude budućnosti.
Who would have difficulties?
Koji će imati poteškoće.
Accepting Krishna.
Da prihvati Krishnu.
Hmm. In the third verse of the 11th chapter, Arjuna says to Krishna, O greatest of all beings, O supreme form, though I see here before me your actual position, I yet wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I wish to see that form of yours.
U trećem stihu 11. poglavlja Arjuna kaže: O najveća ličnosti, o vrhovni obliče, mada te ovdje pred sobom vidim u tvom pravom položaju, kako si sebe opisao, želim vidjeti kako si ušao u ovu kosmičku manifestaciju.
If you see that I am actually able to see your cosmic form, O my Lord, O master of all mystic power, kindly show me that universal self.
Ako želiš da vidim tvoj kosmički oblik, molim te o gospodaru mistične moći, molim te pokaži mi se.
Yes. So Krishna knowing that it would be very, very difficult for Arjuna to really see this form, he says to him, yes, I will do this.
I Krishna, koji je znao da je za Arjuna jako, jako teško da vidi taj univerzalni oblik, kosmički oblik, on je rekao, da, uradit ću to.
But because you will be totally overwhelmed and you will lose all your mind, let me first tell you what I will show you.
Ali pošto ćeš biti potpuno preplavljen i pošto ćeš se biti potpuno zbunjen, prvo ću ti reći, objasniti šta ću ti pokazati.
Mm-mm. He says, I will show you my opulences, which are multicolored like the sea.
Krishna mu je rekao, pokazat ću ti svoje bogatstvo koje je šareno kao more.
You will see hundreds and thousands of forms all at once.
Ti ćeš vidjeti stotine i hiljade oblika sve odjednom.
You will see forms which no one before has ever seen or even heard about.
Vidjet ćeš oblike koje niko do sada nije ikada video niti je čuo da postoje.
You will see this all at once.
I to ćeš vidjeti sve odjednom.
It will totally overwhelm you.
I totalno ćete preplaviti i zbuniti.
But I will show you.
Ali ja ću ti ga ipak pokazati.
So, in other words, Krishna prepares Arjuna.
Drugim rečima, Krishna priprema Arjunu.
It is as if I'm saying, today I will say the most heaviest thing to all of you, which you will never forget in the world.
To je kao kad bih vam ja sada rekao, danas ću vam reći jednu najtežu, najozbiljniju stvar na svetu koju nikada nećete zaboraviti.
Even next life you will think about what I will tell you now.
Čak i u sljedećem životu ćete misliti o ovome što ću vam sada reći.
And then I would say something like this.
I onda ću vam reći nešto.
I would prepare you first so that you can actually digest what comes later.
Pripremio bih vas prvo tako da biste zapravo mogli da varite ono što kasnije dolazi.
This is how Krishna talks to Arjuna.
I to je način na koji Krishna razgovara sa Arjunom.
Then he says,
onda on kaže,
but with these eyes you can't see this form of mine.
Ali sa ovim očima ne možeš vidjeti taj moj oblik.
I will have to give you another vision or divine eyes.
Morat ću ti dam jednu drugu viziju ili božanske oči.
Otherwise it's not possible.
U suprotnom to nije moguće da vidiš.
In Germany we had shown a certain technique of slide projection. It's called the three dimension projection. Everyone who came to see this, he gave them spectacles so that they could actually see.
U Njemačkoj smo napravili tu trodimenzionalnu projekciju, tako da svako ko je došao, dali smo mu specijalne naočare sa kojim je mogao da vidi to.
So in the same way, Krishna now gives the spectacles to Arjuna so that he can actually see the display of his universal form.
I na isti način Krishna sada daje te naočare Arjuni tako da on može da vidi taj njegov kosmički oblik.
In text 8 he says, but you cannot see me with your present eyes, therefore I give you divine eyes now so that you can behold my mystic opulence.
U 8. stihu Krishna kaže, ali ne možeš me vidjeti očima koje sada imaš, zato ti dajem božanske oči, pogledaj moje mistično obilje.
And then all of a sudden the Supreme Personality of Godhead displayed to Arjuna his universal form.
I onda je iznenada Svevišnja božanska ličnost prikazao Arjuni svoj kosmički oblik.
Arjuna saw, I will read now from the Bhagavad Gita to you directly so that you have the same experience, hopefully, through the eyes of the Shastra. And I will tell you, read directly to you what Arjuna saw.
I sada ću vam direktno čitati iz Bhagavad Gita ove stihove, ono što je Arjuna video, tako da vi možete, nadam se, isto vidjeti.
Arjuna saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons.
Arjuna je vidio u tom kosmičkom obliku bezbroj usta, bezbroj očiju i bezbroj čudesnih prizora. Oblik je bio ukrašen s mnogo nebeskih ukrasa i držao je razno uzdignuto božansko oružje.
If hundreds of thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their radiance might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form.
Kad bi se na nebu istovremeno pojavilo stotine hiljada sunaca, njihov sjaj bi mogao nalikovati sjaju vrhovne osobe u tom kosmičkom obliku.
Yes. At that time Arjuna could see in the universal form of the Lord the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place although divided into many many thousands.
Arjuna je tada u gospodirovom kosmičkom obliku video beskrajno prostranstvo univerzuma podeljenog na mnogo hiljada mada se nalazio na jednom mestu.
Arjuna sees this universal form.
Arjuna gleda taj kosmički oblik.
He sees three, I want to summarize because we have so little time. he sees three important aspects.
I on vidi, Arjuna vidi tri važna aspekta.
Please listen very careful.
Molim vas, slušajte veoma pažljivo.
First of all, Arjuna saw in Krishna everything.
Kao prvo, Arjuna je vidio Krishni sve.
What is in existence?
Sve što postoji.
He must have seen also Serbia.
Mora da je vidio i Srbiju.
Although that's not so important, maybe.
Mora to možda nije toliko važno.
And he saw different universes and planetary systems.
I video rašte univerzume i planetarne sisteme.
All from one position.
I to sve sa jednog mesta.
Now this is very noteworthy.
Ovo je sad veoma važno.
It's actually not possible to stay in one place and see from that one place all universes. It cannot be. This cannot take place astronomically.
Nije uopšte moguće stajati na jednom mestu i vidjeti sve univerzume. To astronomski nije moguće.
To see sve universe, you would have to leave this universe. And you know, even to see all the planets, you would have to change your positions in the universe. But Arjuna stayed on a chariot in the midst of the battlefield, and he saw everything, the other side of the globe and everything.
Da biste vidjeli sve univerze, morali biste proizvjeti iz ovog jednog univerzuma, da biste vidjeli čak i sve planete u ovom planetarnom sistemu. To je praktično nemoguće. Ali Arjuna je sve to video stajući na bojnom polju.
Another thing he saw is the effulgence.
Još jedna stvar koju je video je svetlost.
Thousands of suns. This is how the form looked.
Ovaj oblik izgleda kao hiljade sunaca.
And he saw a third thing.
I video je treću stvar.
Which I will tell you now.
Koji ću vam sada reći.
In text 25, he says, O Lord, Arjuna is breaking down. He has actually almost a total breakdown seeing this form.
U ovom stihu 25 Arjuna kaže i on praktično ima kao nervni slom.
O Lord of Lords,
O Bože nad bogovima.
O refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance. I'm seeing you and your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth in all directions. I'm bewildered.
O Bože nad bogovima, o utučište svetova, molim te, budi milostiv prema meni. Dogledam tvoja plamteća lica nalik na smrt i strašne zube. Ne mogu ostati spokojan. Zbunjen sam gde god da pogledam.
All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with the allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are rushing into your fearful mouths.
Svi Dhritarashtrini sinovi, zajedno s njihovim savjetničkim kraljevima, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, i naši vodeći ratnici jure u tvoje strašna usta.
In other words, Arjuna sees the future.
Drugim rečima, Arjuna vidi budućnost.
The universal form was shown to Arjuna before the beginning of the war.
Ovaj kosmički oblik je pokazan Arjuni pre početka rata.
But he sees like a future movie all of a sudden the end of the war.
I Arjuna vidi kao neki futuristički film odjednom kraj rata.
He sees the unlimited brutality.
On vidi beskrajnu brutalnost.
He says, some of these people I see trapped with heads smashed between your teeth.
On kaže, vidim kako glave nekih od njih bivaju smrskane između tvojih zuba.
As the many waves of the rivers flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouth.
Kao što se brojni talasi reka ulivaju okean, svi ovi veliki ratnici ulaze u tvoja usta planteći.
Just before he had this vision, another vision was shown to him.
I neposredno pre nego što imao ovu viziju, dobio još jednu viziju.
See, first Krishna revealed how everything is within him.
Prvo je Krishna otkrio kako se sve nalazi u njemu.
And then a blazing effulgence came from the form.
A onda se iz tog oblika pojavio blještavi sjaj.
And this was not only seen to Arjuna.
I ovo nije vidio samo Arjuna.
It was not that Krishna did some illusory magic on Arjuna and then he had this vision. No.
Ne da je Krishna napravio neku iluzornu magiju nad Arjunom tako da je samo Arjuna to video. Ne.
Arjuna could see and hear how on the different planetary systems saints were standing up and glorifying this form.
Arjuna je mogao da vidi i da čuje kako na različitim planetarnim sistemima svete osobe stoje i slave ovaj oblik, kosmički oblik.
And he saw the devatas,
the devate, polubogove,
throwing flowers.
Kako bacaju cveće.
It must have been in Wagner's Walküre, you know, it is some singing and glorifying and so on.
Kao nekom Wagnerovom delu toko peranja i slavljenja.
And all of a sudden he saw how the mood changed.
Ali odjednom je video kako se to raspoloženje promenilo.
The devatas were screaming.
Polubogovi su vrištali.
And the saints gave blessing, may peace be, may peace be, may peace be.
A svete osobe su davale blagoslove, neka bude mir, neka bude mir.
Because all of a sudden everyone saw the scene which we have just described.
Jel, odjedno su svi vidjeli ovu scenu koju smo upravo opisali.
This end of the war of Kurukshetra.
To je kraj rata na Kurukshetri.
The greatest war which ever happened on this planet.
Najvećeg rata koji se ikada desio na ovoj planeti.
And they were all getting disturbed by this tremendous amount of devastation and blood and just horror.
I svi su bili veoma uznemireni ovom ogromnom količinom krvi i horora i uništenja.
So Arjuna, and this shows his greatness, he said to Krishna, please be merciful to me. You are the primal lord. 31. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is.
Arjuna je onda rekao, molim te budi milostiv prema meni. Ti si prvobitni gospodin. Želim da saznam o tebi, jer ne znam šta je tvoja misija.
Who are you?
Ko si ti?
What do you want?
Šta želiš?
What is your mission?
Šta je tvoja misija?
And then Krishna explains.
I onda Krishna objašnjava.
This is the verse of today. The Supreme Personality of God had said, time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds.
I onda Krishna objašnjava u današnjem stihu, Svevišnja božanska ličnost reče, ja sam vreme, veliki uništavalac svetova.
And I have come here to destroy all the people.
I došao sam ovde da uništim sve ljude.
With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain.
Osim vas, Pandava, svi okupljeni vojnici na obe strane bit će ubijeni.
In other words, Krishna describes himself, identifies himself as Kala, or the all devouring time.
Drugim rečima, Krishna se predstavlja kao Kala ili sve proždiruće vreme.
Why do you forget this form of the Lord?
Zašto vi zaboravljate ovaj gospodinov oblik?
Why do we engage in unnecessary temporary activities and quarrelings all the time?
Zašto se mi angažujemo u bespotrebnim privremenim aktivnostima i svađi sve vreme?
Behind you, time is standing.
Iza vas stoji vreme.
Every day a second, many seconds are taken from you, minutes or hours.
Svakog dana mnogi sekundi, minuti i sati su oduzeti od vas.
Sudarshan, see time behind you.
Sudarshan, vidi vreme iza sebe.
Even Nandala.
Čak i Nandala.
Even him.
Čak i on.
Behind everyone is time, taking our time away.
Iza svih nas stoji vreme i oduzima nam naše vreme.
Not even the movement for Krishna consciousness can protect you against this.
Čak vas ni pokret za svesnost Krishne ne može spasiti od ovoga.
Krishna is the time.
Krishna je vreme.
He comes into the temple.
On dolazi u temple.
We worship him in the temples.
Mi ga obožavamo u hramu.
Why do we forget this aspect of Krishna?
Zašto mi zaboravljamo ovaj oblik Krishne?
Before, Krishna had shown partial exhibitions of the universal form.
Pre je Krishna pokazao delimično oblike kosmičkog oblika.
But on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, for the first time, he showed his Kala Rupa, his form of time.
Ali na bojnom polju Kurukshetre, on je po prvi put pokazao svoje Kala Rupa, svoj oblik vremena.
No one of us is free from time.
Niko od nas nije slobodan od vremena.
The clock industry makes heroical new clocks, new wristwatches. If they would know time, which is indicated, not really fully, but some type of indication, is not something a factor of the fashion industry.
Prave se različite vrste satova, ručnih satova, zidnih i tako dalje. Kad bi oni samo znali da barem malo da ovo vreme nije nešto, neka stvar modne industrije.
One of my friends was very unsure if he should surrender to Krishna, yes or no.
Jedan od mojih prijatelja je bio veoma nesiguran da li treba da se preda Krišni, da ili ne.
He had read the Bhagavad Gita already.
On je već pročitao Bhagavad Gita.
So one day the alarm clock run.
Jedan
ring, dan, ring, 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 ring.
Jedan dan je čuo alarm, budilnik, kako zvoni.
So like every day he stopped the alarm clock.
Neko je svako dan on je zaustavio alarm.
But this time something stuck on the alarm clock.
Ali ovog puta nešto se zaustavilo na budilniku.
A piece of paper with an information.
A nešto je bilo na toj na budilniku kom papira sa informacijom.
Time I am, the destroyer of the world.
Ja sam vreme, veliki uništavala cvetova.
And then he woke up. When he saw that in the morning, it was so clear to him. And he actually became a servant of Krishna.
I kada je onda video to tog jutra, onda mu je sve bilo jasno i onda je postao Krišni sluga.
So, then, after this very, very interesting and I find highly dramatic revelation, Arjuna trembles and fearfully in a faltering voice speaks to Krishna as follows.
I onda nakon ovog veoma dramatičnog opisa Arjuna govori Krishni drhtavim glasom.
36. O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done.
Arjuna reče, O gospodaru čula, svet postaje radostan kada čuje tvoje ime i tako ti svi postaju privrženi. Mada ti savršena biće odaju ponizno poštovanje, demoni se plaše i beže na sve strane. Sve to tako treba biti.
It is described that the devotees like when Krishna is glorified.
Opisano je da bhakte vole kada se Krishna slavi.
But the demons can't hear this.
Ali demoni ne mogu to da čuju.
You can hear sometimes when people, just very materialistic people, come into a car and into a, you know, pass by a kirtan on the street, they become highly nervous and irritated. I have sometimes seen such people running away and even stumbling over their own feet and crash. Big businessmen with their money suitcases just fell on the German roads, and all the thousand mark notes were just playing all over the street. Was it too much?
Vidio sam to i sam, da kad bi imali kirtan, harinam, onda bi ljudi, neki veoma materijalistički ljudi odlazili, ili bi čak neki trčali, veliki biznismeni sa torbama punim novca bi trčali, onda bi se sapleli, sad te novac bi ispao i letao unokolo.
Yes.
Ali to za njih bilo suviše.
Text 39, Arjuna continues his prayer. You are the air! What you breathe, dear devotees. And you are the supreme controller.
U 39. stihu Arjuna nastavlja. Ti si vazduh. Mi dišemo, drage bhakte, i vrhovni upravitelj.
You are not the supreme controller, Sudarshane.
Ti, Sudarshane, nisi vrhovni upravitelj.
Even another, maybe, Andrej Milošević is not the supreme controller.
Čak i Slobodan Milošević nije vrhovni upravitelj.
Slobodan Andrej. Krishna is.
Krishna je.
You are fire.
Ti si vatra.
You are water.
Ti si voda.
And you are the moon.
I ti si mesec.
The moon influences our mind.
Mesec deluje na naš um.
You are Brahma.
Ti si Brahma.
And so on and so forth, he says. And then Arjuna is so much overwhelmed, he makes obeisances from all 10 directions. And finally he says, he asks Krishna for forgiveness.
I onda Arjuna je toliko preplavljen im osjećanjima da odaje poštovanje Krišni sa svih 10 pravaca i onda moli Krišnu da mu oprosti.
In text 41 he says, thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you in the past. O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend, not knowing your glories.
Smatrajući te prijateljem, nesmetreno sam te zvao, O Krishna, O Yadava, O prijatelju moj, ne znajući tvoje slave.
According to the customs of the times then, the Yadavas could not become kings.
Vidite, prema običajima tog vremena, Yadave nisu mogli da postanu kraljevi.
Only in the amongst themselves they were electing kings.
Samo su se oni međusobno birali kao kraljevi.
But it would be as if we would elect Bhakti Granta is our king. I mean, that wouldn't have any political relevance, really.
Ali to bi bilo kako bismo Bhakti Grantu izabrali za kralje, to ne bi imalo nikakav politički značaj.
So the Yadavas could not be kings really.
Tako da Yadave zapravo nisu mogli da budu kraljevi.
But Arjuna sometimes said to Krishna, oh Yadava.
Ali Arjuna bi ponekad rekao Krishna, oh Yadava.
It's a little heavy, you know, it would be something as if I would say, oh Sudarshan, you are so strong.
To je bilo onako malo heavy, kao bi ja rekao tebi Sudarshan, o Sudarshan, ti si tako jak.
So they didn't belong to the royal dynasty that was.
Drugim rečima, oni nisu pripadali kraljevskoj dinastiji.
So and I have told you, my friend.
I onda ja sam ti rekao, Arjuna kaže, moj prijatelju.
Oh my friend, today you speak very truthfully.
O moj prijatelju, danas govoriš veoma istinito.
This means Lilara.
To znači.
So I'm very sorry, I did not recognize your greatness.
Jako mi je žao jer nisam shvatio tvoju veličinu.
Yes. So I have said in a joking way, oh, I'm so much superior to you. You have married my I have married your sister, therefore I'm superior to you.
I rekao sam ti često da sam ja superioran u odnosu na tebe, jer ja sam se oženio tvojom sestrom.
Do you know that Arjuna married Subhadra, Krishna's sister?
Da li znate da je se Arjuna oženio sa Subhadrom, Krishnom sestrom?
There are many things which you have to learn still.
Imaš puno stvari koje možete da ne treba naučiti.
So therefore Arjuna said, well, Krishna, yeah. I'm the moosh of your sister. We are friends.
I onda Arjuna se tako odnosio prema Krišni, ja sam muž tvoje sestre, mi smo prijatelji.
And now Arjuna just saw Krishna's universal form, so he said, I'm very sorry, please forgive me.
I sada je Arjuna video te Krišnin kosmički oblik i onda je rekao, jako mi je žao, molim te, oprosti mi.
So but then it really gets Arjuna finally says a request to Krishna. He says, please Krishna, take away this terrible form and please reveal again your form as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the form which is so dear to me.
A onda Krishna napokon, Arjuna kaže napokon Krishni, molim te ukloni ovaj strašni oblik i molim te pokaži mi oblik koji mi je tako drag.
In text 46 he actually says, O universal form, O thousand-armed Lord, I wish to see you in your four-armed form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch and lotus flower in your hands. I long to see you in that form.
U stihu 46 Arjuna kaže, o kosmički obliče, o gospodine s hiljadu ruku, želim da te vidim u tvom obliku s četiri ruke, sa šlemom na glavi i topuzom, diskom, školjkom i lotosovim cvetom u tvojim rukama.
So,
želim da te vidim u tom obliku.
So Krishna felt at that moment, well, this is such a he might have said to Arjuna, this is such a chance for you, Arjuna, to see such a wonderful form. Why do you want to see my other form, my two-handed form?
I onda Krishna bi mogao da kaže Arjuni, ali Arjuna, ovo je takva šansa za tebe da vidiš taj oblik, mnogostruki oblik. Zašto želiš da me vidiš u mom obliku sa dve ruke?
He says, no one before you has ever seen this primal form. 46. Unlimited and full of glaring effulgence.
On kaže, niko nikada nije video pre ovaj oblik, ovaj oblik sjajan i blistav.
But then he finally says, okay, I won't test you any longer. 49. You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished.
Ali onda, u stiku 49, Krišna kaže, gledajući ovaj moj užasan oblik, postoji si uznemiren i zbunjen. Neka on sada nestane.
My devotee, be free again from all disturbances.
Moj bhakto, budi ponovo slobodan od svih uznemirenja.
With the peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire.
Sada možeš mirnog uma vidjeti oblik koji želiš.
And then the Supreme Lord displayed his real forearm form and at last showed his two-arm form.
I onda je Svevišnji Gospodin pokazao svoj pravi četvororuki oblik i onda na kraju svoj dvoruki oblik.
Now, at the end of the chapter, a very interesting point is raised by Krishna.
Na kraju poglavlja Krishna ukazuje na veoma zanimljivu poentu.
He says that the form, the two-armed form, is actually very, very difficult to behold.
Krishna kaže da je ovaj oblik sa dve ruke zapravo veoma, veoma teško vidjeti.
Now you might say, but wait a minute, isn't the universal form very difficult to behold?
Ali vi sad možete reći, ali sačekaj malo, zar nije ovaj kosmički oblik teško vidjeti?
But the answer is yes, but Krishna's original form is even more difficult.
I odgovor je da, ali Krishnin prvobitni oblik je još teže vidjeti.
And the proof is that the demigods and saints had seen the forearm, the universal form. They had, you know, offered obeisances and songs.
I dokaz za to je da su polubogovi i svete osobe vidjeli ovaj kosmički oblog, oblik, oni su dali, slavili ga i poštovali ga.
But the two-armed form, that not everyone could recognize.
Ali ovaj dvoruki oblik sa dve ruke nisu mogli svi da vide, shvate.
The two-armed form is more difficult to see.
Oblik sa dve ruke teže vidjeti.
And therefore Krishna ends the chapter with the text for 55. My dear Arjuna, he describes now the qualification for a devotee who sees the Lord, who wants to see the Lord. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, he who works for me, he who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me.
Na kraju poglavlja u 55 Krishna kaže, dragi moj Arjuna, onaj kome služiš čistom devocijom, oslobođen zagađenosti, plodonosnim aktivnostima i umnom spekulacijom, onaj ko radi za mene, ko me prihvati kao vrhovni cilj svog života i ko je prijateljski naklonjen svakom živom biću, sigurno dolazi k meni.
So Krishna gives really five tips for him who wants to come to Krishna.
Tako da Krishna zapravo daje pet savjeta onome ko želi da dođe Krishni.
Are you interested in these five tips?
Da li vas zanima ovih pet savjeta?
I think in theory everyone is, so I will make it very clear.
Mislim da barem u teoriji svako je zainteresovan, tako da ću to veoma jasno reći.
I'm saying in theory because some of you I can imagine want to hear first again and then decide if they want to do this.
Kažem u teoriji jer možda neki od vas prvo žele da ih da čuje ove stvari i onda da shvat, da vide da li to žele da naprave.
Yes, you are free living entities. All of us are free, so we have to make a free decision. That means we first have to think about it.
Da, mi smo slobodno žive bića, imamo slobodnu volju i treba da prvo čujemo o tome.
The first thing is matkama krin. That means engage in doing my work.
Prva stvar je angažovan u radu za mene.
Yes. do something for Krishna, practical.
Uradite nešto praktično za Krishnu.
What can you do for Krishna?
Šta možete uraditi za Krishnu?
What work?
Kakav rad posao? Some of you can cook. Neki od vas mogu da kuvaju. Some of us can distribute books. Neki od nas mogu da dele knjige. Some of us can help Atma Bhu Prabhu. Some of us. Neki od nas mogu da pomognu Atma Bhu Prabhu. Can sing in programs. Neki od mogu da pevaju na programima.
Matkarmakrit, something for Krishna.
Matkarmakrit, nešto za Krishnu.
The second point is mat paramo.
Druga poenta je mat paramo.
Make me the goal of your life.
Smatraj mene ciljem svog života.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Then next, mat bhakta.
Onda sljedeće, mat bhakta.
Make a relationship with me. Become my devotee.
Uspostavi odnos sa mnom. Postani moj bhakta.
And then he says, Sangha Vajita, make yourself free from the contamination.
A onda kaže, Sangha Vajita, postani slobodan od raznih zagađenosti.
That means, cut your relationship with the material world.
A to znači, sasjeci svoj odnos sa materijalnim svetom.
There are two types of contamination, which is mentioned in the text.
Postoje dve vrste kontaminacija, zagađenosti koje su ovdje rečene u tekstu.
Karma, that means activities where you are the enjoyer.
Karma, to znači aktivnosti gdje ste vi uživalac.
And where you are the controller.
Gdje ste vi kontrolor.
You should give up these.
Znači to treba da napustite.
And also mental speculation must be given up.
I također treba napustiti mentalnu spekulaciju.
And the fifth point is nirvaira sarva bhuteshu.
I peta poenta je nirvaira sarva bhuteshu.
It means without an enemy.
A to znači bez neprijatelja.
I have seen in the Balkanitska region people cannot live without an enemy.
Mislim da ovdje na Balkanskom, u Balkanskom regionu ljudi ne mogu da žive bez neprijatelja.
They need it.
Im je to potrebno.
Some Niko.
Neki Nitko.
Never themselves, just always the other, the drugi persona.
Nikad nisu to oni, uvijek su to druge neke osobe.
This is not recommended in this verse.
To se ne preporučuje u ovom stihu.
When we follow these five advices,
kada sledimo ovih pet savjeta,
matkarmakrin, do work for Krishna,
matkarmakrin, radite nešto za Krishnu,
matparabo, make Krishna the goal,
matparabo, učinite Krishnu svojim ciljem,
mat bhakta, become a devotee of Krishna,
mat bhakta, postanite Krishni bhakta,
Sangha Vajita, cut the relationship with the material world.
Sangha Vajita, presjetite odnos sa materijalnim svetom.
Nirvaira, give up the feeling that someone is my enemy.
Nirvaira, odustanite od toga da osjećanja da je neko naš neprijatelj.
Then we can certainly come to Krishna.
Onda možemo zasigurno doći Krishni.
Someone who wants to follow these advices, he is a devotee.
Osoba koja želi da sledi ove savete, on je bhakta.
Srila Prabhupada says in his purport, and I want to read this to you, it's the last paragraph. Actually, Srinivasa can say, read directly. In summary, the universal form of Krishna, which is a temporary manifest.
Yes. Znači, u posljednjem poglavlju.
Please read it like a person who has who thinks about what he reads.
U posljednjem poglavlju 55. stiha Šila Prabhupada objašnjava. Ukratko,
Krišna je pokazao svoj kosmički oblik koji je privremena manifestacija, oblik vremena koji sve proždire i četvororuki oblik Višnua. Tako je Krišna poreklo svih tih manifestacija. Krišna nije manifestacija izvorne Višvarupe ili Višnua. Krišna je poreklo svih oblika. Postoje stotine i hiljade Višnua, ali za Bhaktu nije važan ni jedan Krišnin oblik osim izvornog oblika Šjama Sundare sa dve ruke. U Brahma Samhiti je rečeno da oni koji su sa ljubavlju i devocijom privrženi Krišnom obliku Šjama Sundare mogu u srcu vidjeti samo njega i ništa drugo. Stoga trebamo shvatiti da je oblik Krišne suštinski i najviši. To je smisao 11. poglavlja.
Wonderful.
Divno.
So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. It is very difficult for me to give these seminars to this thing because there are so many things which I want to say, but I have to constantly edit my thought. That's why I also have to look on my notes and decide when the translator is speaking what to say and what not to say. just so wonderful this Bhagavad Gita.
Hvala vam mnogo. Veoma je teško govoriti, davati lekcije na ovaj način kada imate ovo prevođenje, pa onda morate misliti šta da kažete, šta da ne kažete, ali u svakom slučaju ova Bhagavad Gita je tako divna.
Yes. Do you have any questions in regards to the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita?
Da li imate neka pitanja u vezi sa ovim 11. poglavljem Bhagavad Gita?
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Nekako zbunjuje sve ovo.
See, I said that Krishna had shown already his universal form before, but only a partial form, not the puna.
Rekao sam da je Krishna još pre pokazao svoj univerzalni kosmički oblik, ali samo delimično, ne pun.
I was thinking especially of the times when he went to, for peace talks to the court of Duryodhana.
Mislio sam na vreme kada je Krišna otišao da pregovara mir kod Duryodhane.
See, at that time Duryodhana wanted to make to draw him on his side.
U to vreme Duryodhana je hteo da pridobije Krišnu na svoju stranu.
But just trying to bribe him like to bribe some person who has not a good character.
I on je želeo zapravo da ga podmiti kao što podmićujete neku osobu loše karaktera.
So when Krishna did not respond to his attempts, Duryodhana said, okay, now he's at our court, and he got some parts of his army, standby army, and he gave the order, capture this Krishna, he goes into prison.
I kada je Krishna bio tu na dvoru, onda je, i kada nije odgovorio na to podmićivanje, onda je Duryodhana rekao, sada je on tu kod nas, i sada ga uhvatite i bacite ga u zatvor.
Yeah, mind is becoming weak again, you have to, only 10 more minutes, if you can go to home and rest, 10 more minutes. So, then, Krishna wanted to show that since he is on the side of the Pandavas, there was no question of winning a war against the Pandavas.
I onda je Krišna rekao da pošto se on nalazi na strani Pandava, onda nema ni uopšte pitanje da, odnosno ne može se dovesti u pitanje da Pandave neće pobediti.
So the Pandavas, so Krishna therefore showed his universal form.
I stoga je Krishna pokazao svoj osmički oblik.
The army was coming and seeing all of a sudden this universal form.
Vojska je dolazila k njemu i vidjela odjednom taj univerzalni kosmički oblik.
Imagine you go out in the morning and you see the universal form. That means the head is in the over the clouds, you know, and millions of arms and eyes and faces. You don't see anything else than this form.
Zamislite, ujutro se probudite i pogledate kroz prozor i vidite taj kosmički oblik. Glave u oblacima, hiljade glava, očiju, ruku, ne vidite ništa osim tog kosmičkog oblika.
But now Duryodhana was a magician.
Ali sada Duryodhana, on je bio mađioničar.
And he thought, ha, yeah. I'm not so easily to be fooled. I can also do some things if I want.
I onda je pomislio, pa ja nisam, meni nije tako lako zbuniti. Ja također mogu da uradim neke stvari ako želim.
And although the soldiers really not desiring to fight, he said, just don't be villain, you know, just get ahead, capture this fool.
I mada vojnici možda nije bilo do toga da se bore, Duryodhana im je rekao, ajde napred, nemojte biti žene, idite uhvatite to budalu.
He was such a demon, you have no idea.
On je bio takav demon, nemate pojma.
And it's described how some of his men, you know, yes, but where to put the rope, on what hand?
Njegove ljudi su došli, rekli su, pa da li, gde da stavimo konopac, na koju ruku?
And at that time, Krishna started to laugh.
I onda u tom trenutku Krišna je počeo da se smeje.
It was just a comical situation.
To je bila samo jedna komična situacija.
And he knew, of course, that this demon, Duryodhana, would meet his death with time.
I onda je znao da će taj demon, Duryodhana, sa vremenom susresti svoju smrt.
He laughed a very mysterious laughter.
Krishna se smejao veoma misterioznim smehom,
which no one who heard it could ever forget.
Koji niko koji je čuo taj smeh nije mogao da zaboravi.
I would like to hear this laughter, because I just can't imagine how it sounded.
Ja bih volao da čujem taj smeh, jer nikako ne mogu da zamislim kako je zvučao.
Yes. But this form was not the full he did not show Duryodhana at that time the future. He kept that a secret.
Ali ovaj oblik koji je Krishna pokazao nije bio pun oblik, jer on nije Krishna nije pokazao Duryodhani budućnost, to je ostavio kao tajnu.
Yes, only Arjuna saw this.
Samo Arjuna mogao da vidi taj oblik.
Krishna. Good. So, if you have no questions, then
ako nemate pitanja,
it's a good time to end here.
Da bi se dobro vreme da se ovde.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Gaur Premanandi
Hari Bol. Izvan Krishna Sachananda Maharaj ki jai.